You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Where to even start? There's been a considerable rise in unemployment already, and I'm sure we're going to be seeing even further increases in that number. So we are speaking to you to find out how the library can help.
Yeah, so Auckland libraries and public libraries in general have long been helping people with employment support, but we've realised that obviously with the rise in unemployment and perhaps even further rise in unemployment, we'll be getting asked for more assistance. So we've been putting together resources for our staff and for our customers so that we can help them out. So in the past, we've helped people with like finding jobs, job-seeking websites, but also putting together their CVs. And these days, we have access to resources like lynda.com, which has loads of resources for job seekers, and of course our ebooks, which people can access at any time to provide them with job seeking skills.
Mm. So when you say that people, like, is this anybody can just kind of come in and ask you for this support?
Yeah, anyone can come in. So it's free to get a library card. If you go to aucklandlibraries.govt.nz, you can sign up for a membership online straight away. All you need is an email address. If you want to take out physical items, then you will need to come in at some stage with proof of address. But if you just want to come in and talk to staff, then you don't need a membership for that. Or if you want to talk to staff over the phone even, 3770209, then you don't need a card for that. In the past, we did do things like book a librarian, so offering one-on-one support to people under level two at the moment. We're trying to limit some of our face-to-face contact a little bit, so we're not doing that quite so much. We're trying to promote services over the phone instead.
So just asking on that point, when you say you have to provide proof of address, that can be difficult for some people. Is there any sort of allowance for people who might not have a residential address?
So you need a mailing address. So the provision is that we have the e-membership, so that's everything but of taking out physical items. You just, for the proof of address, you just need something that lists you, proves that you are living in Auckland or that you own property in Auckland, basically.
With COVID-19, as I started saying before, we've seen a huge rise in unemployment, and I believe that stats just this morning released that there has been basically a record drop in jobs, that being I think 37,000, upwards of 37,000 job losses. Have you, or has the library seen an increase over this period in people reaching out for support?
Not that I know of yet. I haven't seen any stats that's kept track of our inquiries, but so far, we've seen a big rise in like e-borrowing, and we've seen a big rise in the use of lynda.com. And in particular, that's been stuff around people working from home and for career assistance. And so far, when our libraries have opened under level two, mainly it's been people coming in for just the basic sort of circulation type stuff.
Do you expect to see a rise?
Yeah, so, I mean, I've been working in libraries 13 years now, so that when I started was like just around the global financial crisis, and sort of anecdotally, there was a bit of an increase in library use around that time, and there did seem to be an increase in people coming in asking for career support. So, yeah, we're expecting an increase, and we're trying to be prepared for that.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add, Philip?
No, just repeat that, yeah, it's free to get a library card, aucklandlibraries.govt.nz, and all you need is an email address.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.